Well, good morning and a happy Sabbath. And thank you for having us back here again. I know we've been here before and shared our testimony, what God has done, and just a blessing to be here. Thank you, LaVon. That was beautiful. I'm sure that instrument will be in heaven playing, I'm sure. It was beautiful there. Yes. And Mike, thank you for your prayer this morning as well. That was blessed. And Pastor, for your introduction. Thank you very much. This is not going to be a normal worship service. Just to let you know up front there, we have some exciting and important news to share with you if you haven't heard about the second chance that's come to this area in these four counties. So we're here to share that with you. And we wanted to share with as many members as possible, as soon as possible, and what better way than to do it during a worship service. So we thank you for that exception today. And we are, along with Ron and Marta Davis, going to all the churches in these four counties up here every Sabbath for 3 months in a row, presenting the same presentation. So we have any visitors here today, this isn't the normal type of service you're going to see this morning. So if you want to see what's typical and usual, please return next week then. We'd just like to let you know that. And towards the end, we're going to have about a 5-minute or so question and answer period or comments. So be prepared to do that as you hear the presentation this morning. We're open for any questions or comments to let you know that. As Pastor already said, we came in through the barbecue and the Better Life Television. My wife's just going to share a few minutes. You haven't heard maybe from her too much. No, not yet? Oh, that's right. We changed things around. We do, since we're in TV media and so forth, we have a couple videos to show you. So we're going to run that first one up there, Gary. You go ahead. Thank you.
Find out what I do.
Ever-present witness, that's our theme. When we say the ever-present witness, we are referring to the fact that our programming that is being aired 24 hours a day and 7 days a week is an ever-present witness. Think about it. Every person in our viewing area that has a television set at any moment of the day or night can hear the message of hope for a better life and the promise of everlasting life with our Creator. Better Life Broadcasting Network started as the dream and vision of our founders, Delmer and Evelyn Wagner, back in 1989. They saw the need for wholesome, inspiring, and life-changing television in the Rogue Valley area of Southern Oregon. From the first low-power signal back in 1990, we have grown at a pace and size beyond what Delmer and Evelyn first envisioned possible. God's plans usually are much bigger and broader than our own. In fact, our growth rate has necessitated the third expansion of our production and broadcast facility. This third construction is currently in progress with the help and support of many local volunteers, and again, with the valuable efforts of Maranatha Volunteers International. Without their involvement, this expansion just could not happen. Currently, we are broadcasting through UHF, cable and satellite providers, DirecTV, and Dish Network in Curry, Josephine, Jackson, Klamath, and Lake Counties in Oregon. Also, Siskiyou and Del Norte Counties in California. So virtually, every soul in more than 40,000 square miles has the opportunity to receive and view our broadcast. And outside those counties, we broadcast over UHF in Coos Bay, Roseburg, and Tillamook on the Northern Oregon coast. Soon, we'll be broadcasting in the Astoria area, which will cover south to Seaside and north to Long Beach, Washington. Did you know that we are the largest Three Angels Broadcasting Network affiliate in the United States? We rebroadcast 3ABN along with our own locally produced programs. Because Better Life Broadcasting Network owns and operates KBLN, a full power station, the Federal Communications Commission mandates that local cable and satellite TV providers must carry our broadcast on their programming packages. This provides a distinct benefit to our broadcast coverage with this complete and total market saturation. This benefit is significant as we realize that those who are not of the Adventist Christian faith would probably never purchase a 3ABN or Hope Channel satellite dish system. In light of that, it is by divine provision that we are able to provide God's message into the comfort of their own home by whatever means they receive their television broadcast. This opens an evangelistic and providential opportunity for many to receive the Bible message. We believe God has given us the directive to go ye into all the world. Our evangelistic-minded vision is to continue to expand our coverage into nearly every home in Oregon. Therefore, we are actively looking for full-power and low-power stations that come up for sale to add to the 15 we currently own and operate. As I mentioned a moment ago, KBLN in Grants Pass is a full-power station, which the FCC mandates that all local cable and satellite TV providers must carry us on their basic programming packages. Consider this. We need only two more full-power stations, one in the central part of the state and one in the northern part, to have nearly all the Oregon Conference covered and fully saturated by our broadcast. Because our vision and directive is to continue to expand our coverage, we plan to send our signal up to a satellite and then receive it at our outlying UHF stations throughout the state. As a side benefit to this satellite uplink transmission, over 1 million homes in the United States still receive their television broadcast by this C-band satellite reception and will be able to view our broadcast. Further, our signal will become readily available to cable and satellite providers throughout Oregon and Northern California. We will be steadily encouraging them to carry our broadcast. As we expand and obtain more stations, our satellite signal will be readily available for those new stations to receive and broadcast our programming. Did you know that 43% of all television viewers in the United States watch free television by way of UHF broadcast? This percentage is only likely to increase as the implementation of digital conversion takes place in February of 2009. We know that in this day and age, that the use of computers with internet access is an alternative for many to access and receive information, thus the name Information Highway. We don't want to miss this highway of opportunity to reach souls, so we are considering implementing online video streaming of our broadcast on the internet, also known as the World Wide Web. Virtually anybody in the world could watch our broadcast from a computer. Better Life Broadcasting Network's ever-present witness has the potential to reach even more multitudes by way of this internet audience. We have recently started taping our new Better Life on Tour program. This new program will be airing worship services of churches in our viewing area, as well as other programs taped from our production truck. Our first taping of Better Life on Tour was at the Medford Church in April, and then the Cave Junction Church in May. So keep an eye out as we may be visiting your home church in the near future. The Better Life and Gladstone camp meetings will also appear on this program. Over these many years, we have seen the abundant fruits of our labor, as many people have entered the faith and the church by gaining the foundational truths by first watching Better Life Broadcasting Network. We have heard over and over again the testimonies of many people with the subsequent celebration of their profession of faith or baptism into God's kingdom. In fact, statistics show that the percentage of increase in baptisms and profession of faith of the churches in our viewing area are 40% greater than the percentage of increase of baptisms and profession of faiths in churches in the rest of the Oregon Conference. As you can see, this ministry is making a profound impact for the Lord's work and purpose. We would like to thank the many volunteers who keep this ministry marching forward, from those who come in the station preparing mailings, to our DVD duplications and mailings. Our faithful camera operators, our board of directors, and our program hosts. It's only by the giving of your time, finances, and prayers that countless lives continue to be changed eternally for God's glory and purpose. We are a lay-driven ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and are 100% viewer-supported. We receive no subsidy directly from any church, 3ABN, or any other ministry. We are totally dependent on you, our local viewers, for the finances to keep our message of hope going out over the airwaves. Therefore, we would like to thank all of you, our faithful and giving supporters. Please prayerfully consider partnering with us as regular monthly contributors and co-laborers in God's last day message and end time harvest. We are persuaded that a substantial quality and quantity of God's truth flows from this ministry, and we know that you, like ourselves, want to give to and support ministries that really show forth fruit. So please, help this ministry continue to grow for His glory and His purpose. In doing so, you will truly be storing up treasures in heaven, and may God richly bless you.
One quick thing here. All those folks you see getting baptized, that's because they came in through watching Better Life Television. And the groups of people you saw up on the platform, that's all people that came in through Better Life Television as well.
Amen. We also wanted to share with you, most of you have heard Charlie when he came a while ago, about a year ago, to give our testimony. Some of the part of our testimony that you didn't hear was a part that I suffered from that I would like to talk about. As a Sunday worshiping Christian and not knowing the truth about the Sabbath, I used to struggle nightly with wondering if the rapture had occurred and going and checking on my kids to make sure that they didn't disappear. A lot of the stigmas that Sunday Christians and a lot of the lies that Sunday Christians are brought up believing. I don't know if I can even communicate in words what that was like, but there were times when I would watch TBN in the middle of the night looking for comfort from the fears that I had. And there were times that I would say, oh, they're just talking about greed again. You know, it's all too showy. And I would flip around the channels looking for a different station. And sometimes I would stumble upon a Catholic station or other ones. But we had Dish Network at the time, and I never stumbled upon Better Life Television or 3ABN. And
why was that?
And that was because it was not on those channels. It wasn't on Dish Network. It wasn't on cable. It was on UHF, but until I kicked my husband out and had him in a converted garage where all he could have was UHF and get a few channels, that was the first time that he was able to hear the true Adventist message. And so all of those nights that I grieved over my mother who had died, who I thought was burning in hell and going through excruciating torture, I had a hard time finding any joy in life, not only because I didn't want to end up there, but because of the grieving of thinking that my loved one was there. And I just want you to know, the greatest part of our testimony, in my opinion, was not so much that God saved our marriage, that God put our family back together, that God has put us in full-time ministry, being able to give back all that God has given to us. But the greatest part of our testimony is to know that we get to make a difference, hopefully by talking to people like you, to know how desperately there are Christians out there in this world, and this in Benton, Coos, Douglas, and Lane counties, your home area, that are desperately searching in the middle of the night sometimes to hear the gospel, the true gospel, and to rectify God's character. And you, each one of you sitting in this room today, have the ability to make a difference. You can reach souls. You can have a jewel in your crown for being a part of that. That is our testimony. The fact that God is awesome, and we have been called just like the Israelites to pronounce that message and to defend God's character to a world out there who says that he's somebody different. And so we want to show you how you can participate in that. Each and every one of you, there shouldn't be one person, even a child, that should be able to leave this room today without being to walk out saying, I contributed today to one more soul who's going to hear the truth and be my eternal friend.
So we have one more quick video to show you what this next, what this opportunity is before us. Again, the second chance.
A second chance. That's what God does. And that is what he has done. He has miraculously reopened the incredible Project Oregon opportunity to once again expand our broadcast coverage into the four counties of Benton, Coos, Douglas, and Lane through the acquisition of a full power station that would require all cable and satellite providers throughout those four counties to carry our broadcast on their basic programming packages. But it isn't just about a second chance to expand our coverage. It's really about a second chance for you to help reach the souls in those counties with the gospel message, reaching them in the comfort of their own home by whatever means they receive their television broadcast. Whether by cable television or satellite providers, Dish Network, DirecTV, or over-the-air UHF broadcast in Coos Bay, Roseburg, Eugene, and Springfield, along with their outlying communities. It would be as if you were sitting in their living room with them, teaching and preaching the gospel message. We believe God has divinely and sovereignly provided once again the window of opportunity to acquire the full-power television station in Roseburg and the low-power television station in Eugene. One reason we believe God has done this is that the Better Life team has never stopped sending prayers up to our Father, petitioning him, believing this door was not permanently closed. Additionally, we know there were others like you who were also praying. Truthfully, we could never see, along with many of you, why God would not want to advance his kingdom through this opportunity. After all, we here in Southern Oregon have experienced significant advancement when we purchased the full power station in Grants Pass back in the year 2001. Where many more people were given the opportunity to watch for the first time on DirecTV, Dish Network, and all cable providers. We are uplifted as testimony after testimony has come in by many that are blessed and inspired by 3ABN and Better Life programming. Here is a small example of the many lives affected by the broadcast, which were sent to us by viewers.
Although I've never met you personally, I know you and love you through your KBLN presentations. I know you are God's messengers, and I thank you for this. Although I'm not an Adventist, I wish to tell you that I receive many blessings when listening to your good presentations. Thanks, and God bless you, Medford, Oregon.
My husband and myself have watched your channel exclusively for 3 years. The change in our household has been a blessing from God. We consider ourselves Seventh-day Adventists, although we have not formally chosen a local church to worship in. Until we do, your station keeps our faith alive and flourishing. Again, thank you for bringing God's Word into our life. Sincerely, Gold Hill, Oregon.
Thank you for sending us the truth of the Bible 24/7. Many times I struggle with the personal spiritual battles, and at any time I can get KBLN 3ABN into my home and get the truth. My prayers and support are for you to continue till Jesus comes. Many thanks, Medford, Oregon.
Thank you for making TV worth watching. I am handicapped and can no longer attend any services. God has me here for his purpose, and I praise him in everything. In his love, K Junction, Oregon.
The Better Life Ever Present Witness broadcast will additionally reach households of more than 500,000 souls, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, in an area of over 12,000 square miles. Consequently, we can be certain that many more souls will enter into God's kingdom with the purchase of these two stations. Furthermore, those already of the Adventist Christian faith will be able to receive edification and encouragement for their daily lives through the ministry of 3ABN and Better Life Broadcasting Network. Because of the full power station in Roseburg, the Federal Communications Commission requires that all local cable and satellite TV providers must carry our broadcast on their basic programming packages in that station's designated market area of Benton, Coos, Douglas, and Lane counties. This will provide a distinct benefit to our broadcast coverage, with the complete and total market saturation in the viewing area of those four counties. This benefit is noteworthy as we realize that those who are not of the Adventist Christian faith would probably never purchase a 3ABN or Hope Channel satellite dish system, and thus possibly never hear the biblical Three Angels messages. Therefore, since our broadcast would be available by whatever means they view their television broadcast, this opens an evangelistic and providential opportunity for many to receive and accept the Bible message and the undiluted truth of God's Word. It's like having a missionary in every home. The previous attempt to purchase these two stations fell short mainly because the allotted time was exhausted to raise the necessary funds before the agreement expired. Subsequently, another interested party then attempted to purchase the stations. The seller at that time said that the new buyer appeared to present a very secure offer, and the likelihood of it becoming available again was highly unlikely. But as I stated a moment ago, the Better Life team, along with many of you, continued to pray, believing God would reopen this opportunity. And as you can see, God has worked this miracle and answered our prayers. In the previous agreement with the seller, the price for the two station was $2.7 million. In this new agreement, the purchase price was negotiated down by a substantial margin to $1.9 million. That's a huge $800,000 differential. What a great blessing. We must not let this divine opportunity slip by again. Together, we must act swiftly and faithfully for this purchase to become a reality. We must respond to God's reopening of this endeavor and not slumber. We must give to show ourselves obedient to His leading. A minister recently said that the living water is free, but the buckets to carry it cost money. So please, let's partner together to obey God's directive to go ye to further His kingdom by reaching as deeply as possible into our financial means, ensuring this acquisition. Please don't be like the servant in the parable that Jesus taught in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Jesus called the servant wicked that just buried the money his master had given him to invest and thus did not gain a return on what he had given him. Instead, be like the man in the parable that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 13, 44. Upon finding a great treasure in a field, the man joyfully sold all that he had to purchase that field. That treasure represents the kingdom of God. Likewise, this ministry represents a great treasure that is being used to further His kingdom. Therefore, don't procrastinate. Commit to give today. Don't wait to see what everybody else does or doesn't do. You be obedient today. Give all that you can give to partner with this vital 100% viewer-supported ministry, Better Life Broadcasting Network. We know a lot of ministries ask for your support, especially those you see on television. But think about it. Those worthy and vital ministries could not have the necessary exposure for growth and support if it were not for the platform your support provides through Better Life Broadcasting Network. Without the support and growth of this ministry, many other vital ministries would not have the support and growth they need, as they are heavily dependent on media ministries like ours. We believe with all our heart that God is going to impress many of you to partner with this purchase of the Roseburg and Eugene stations, that it will come to pass. Therefore, we will need two types of commitments from you. The first commitment, totaling $1.9 million, is for the purchase of the two stations. The second commitment, totaling $12,000 a month, is for the ongoing support required to operate them. This will require some sacrifice. As an example, you may forego a vacation or postpone buying a new car to help with the purchase. Another would be to sacrifice one or two meals in a restaurant each month.
to help with the monthly support. By doing so, you will be offering up the spiritual meal of the bread of life to many of your friends and neighbors who are starving to feed off of God's word and truth. At the necessary time within the next couple of months, we will need to collect on those commitments as we near the closing of the sale. The Apostle John states in 1 John 3:17, "But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?" The people of Oregon are in need of the truth of the gospel. Are you going to help provide it? Don't close off your heart. Commit to give today. Your contributions are tax deductible, as we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. But the most important benefit you will receive are deposits to your heavenly account. So please, commit to give today, right now. The time is short. Here are the ways you can commit to give right now toward the purchase and ongoing monthly support of the Roseburg and Eugene stations, Project Oregon's next exciting mission endeavor. Call us here at the station, toll-free at 1-877-741-2588. Our local calling number in Grants Pass is 1-541-474-3089. We can accept your commitment to give right over the phone. If we are not personally available to answer the call, leave a message and we will get right back to you. If you have one of our Project Oregon commitment cards, you can send it through the mail. You may also just write on a piece of paper your commitment to give and mail it to Better Life Broadcasting Network, P.O. Box 766, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. You may also email your commitment to KBLN at betterlifetv.tv. If you have any questions about contributing or about the acquisition, please don't hesitate to call us toll-free at 877-741-2588. If you would prefer to contact us by email, again, our address is KBLN at betterlifetv.tv. Or you can also get more information by visiting our website at www.blbn.org. Opportunities to purchase a full power station are very rare and hard to come by. This is due to the broad media exposure offered by the operation of a full power station with its must-carry demand privileges. Yes, it is an expensive endeavor, but one that will pay off with eternal dividends. If we don't act right now, this opportunity may not come around again. Be accountable to what you have heard today and respond. One last point. We believe that we are an extension of your calling in ministry. Yes, we have the knowledge, experience, and expertise to operate the vehicle. But without your participation, the vehicle could not operate. Television is a significant way for you to reach out to your friends, loved ones, and neighbors, and even among the strangers. We are your instrument to be used for the edification of believers and evangelism of the lost. You employ us to facilitate our mutual commission to go ye into all the world, proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are partners, co-laborers, and joint heirs of this ministry. We would like to thank you in advance, as you are faithful and responsive to the leading of the Holy Spirit to give wholeheartedly when called upon for this mutual mission. As well, we believe as many souls are converted and enter into His kingdom through your support of the vision of Project Oregon, the Lord will be pleased when you see Him as He is, face to face, and He says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Now I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."
Better Life Television has helped my wife and I, Pearl.
And I give the glory to God that I'm here today, that I'm able to give my testimony through this wonderful channel, KBLN-TV.
What a wonderful life I've gained through Jesus Christ and the work of Better Life Television.
If you're looking for a TV channel that follows the Word as it is written, you can't get any better than Better Life Television.
Well, as you can tell, we believe in that ministry, that it works. Okay, we don't want any money right now at all. We would only collect on the funds if we reached the goal of $1.9 million for this purchase. So no money would be collected until we get to that point. Currently, we have $366,000 towards it. And we have $1,500 towards the monthly operational cost. And to give you an idea where the stations are at, we were just there recently. The Roseburg station is on Rose Mountain, which is right next to KPIC, the CBS affiliate. And the Eugene station, which we've been to as well, is on Blanton Heights, next to KVAL Studios, which is a CBS affiliate as well.
We also want to tell you about our staff and volunteers. We have a board of directors that is compiled of pastors and businessmen and women.
They're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. Specifically, one member is an accountant. We have only 7 paid staff with meager missionary salaries on there, so we want you to know that the money is not going to support the station so much as it is to keep it the full power station, the low power station here in this area, not to support the station there in Grants Pass. We have volunteers that put out over 100 volunteers, for a list of mailings, fair booths, et cetera, of things that we do that come in and volunteer their time and their prayers. We have a lady who comes in who does DVDs and mailings. Her name is Carol. We have a host of camera operators that are on call all the time.
And again, they're all volunteers.
We have program hosts, specifically Carolyn Sutton, who even travels at her own expense all the way from Tennessee to come in and do the timeout program. And all of our guests pay their own expense to come in when they're interviewed. So we want just to assure you that it's not going to substantiate our ministry there in Grants Pass. All of the money is going to evangelize your area that you are in. I wanted to give you a couple of... Also, we want you to know that you are welcome anytime if you're in the Grants Pass area to come in and take a tour of Better Life Television and see what we do there and see how everything runs. We did want to give you a couple of quick testimonies. I'll have Charlie explain this one because a phone call came into him.
A phone call came in about 2 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon, and it was a lady saying, I've been watching Better Life Television for about two years, and she said, you know what? I think I'm ready to be baptized. That's what the phone call was about. That's what we live for phone calls like that. 87 years old, been watching for 2 years. She says, well, this is a true story. 2 weeks ago, I said, well, you know what I'll do? I'll get a hold of a local pastor, because she was down in Medford, a local pastor, to come visit you, talk to you about that. She says to me, you'll do that for me? Well, of course. I mean, she was just shocked. So I handed over to Sarai.
Marta and I ended up giving her a call and saying, you know, we would really, really love to come and visit you and meet you. And I would like to know if you would like to visit our local pastor. And so we called up the local pastor in her area, and the three of us went to her home. And she says to Marta, who stood in the first line, said, oh, I know you. You're famous. Come on in. And then she saw me. She goes, oh, well, I know you, too. I see you all the time. And she looked at the pastor and said, well, I don't know you, but we need to get you on TV. You
know? He was a new pastor of the area, so the pastors do get known as well, but he was brand new. And now she's every Wednesday going through the Bible study to be prepared to be baptized.
And she's almost halfway through, so she's doing really well. We also got a letter recently from a lady who was in the hospital who had her first contact with Better Life Television, who says, you know, I'm not an Adventist yet, but because of watching your programming, I am very interested in meeting with one of your pastors because I've become interested in your faith and what you believe. And so this is just a daily thing that keeps occurring that can be happening in your area.
And see, she was in the hospital, got it on cable, which she normally doesn't have, came across it, laid up in bed, And we get calls after calls of people coming in through being in the hospital.
Because it would be wonderful if people would come in. But we know for Charlie and I, there's no way that we would have, because of the stigma, we never would have stepped foot in a Seventh-day Adventist church because we were thinking that we needed to protect ourselves from any strange teachings or whatever. And that's the stigma that it has. And that even happens between Sunday denominations. You don't just, you know, a Baptist doesn't go into a super charismatic. So this TV ministry is just really vital in being able to reach people that would otherwise never have that opportunity or give it a second chance, you know, to listen.
And the full power station puts us right next to CBS, Fox, NBC, because that's what they are.
Not the higher up channels.
They're a full power station, so it puts us right next to them. We're not way up in channel, you know, 180. We're right down there, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right around there. The cost issue, real quick. There's about 5,000 members in these four counties. And so 1% of the population could reach 500,000 souls through this ministry. And we only need, if every member, 500 members, that includes children as well, gave an average of $380 towards the purchase price, this would come to pass. We would have the funds to do that. And then an ongoing monthly support if every member gave $2.40 a month for ongoing operational support. We look at this as a real evangelistical bargain for what you're getting for your dollar, putting it out there.
I wanted to read a letter from our president, Don Livesay. It says, "Dear Oregon Conference members, for some time KBLN, Better Life Broadcasting Network, has appraised the Oregon Conference Administration and Executive Committee of the potential of obtaining a full power station in Roseburg and a low power station in Eugene. Several months ago, we thought this opportunity was lost, but now there is a second chance to see this mission expand. As the leadership of Better Life brings this renewed opportunity to the members and churches of Southern Oregon, I want each of you to know of our support for this amazing opportunity. I ask that each of you prayerfully consider what you might do in partnering with God and Better Life to dramatically expand the broadcast footprint and thus expand the mission of God's cause within our territory. In Christ, Don Livesay, President." You know, as I was praying right before this whole opportunity came opened again, it was camp meeting. I was very discouraged. I was like, "God, I don't understand why this fell through." And the Lord gave me this word. At least that's what I believe. and I'm going to just bear with me here. I'm not a preacher like Charlie. I do it in front of a camera well, but I don't do this real well. I'm going to read from my very first Bible, which is an Amplified Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. "We want to tell you further, brethren, about the grace and favor and spiritual blessing of God, which has been evident in the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them the desire to give alms." And I'm thinking, arising in these four counties, the desire to give alms. "For in the midst of an ordeal of severe tribulation, like our economy, their abundance of joy and their depth of poverty together have overflowed in wealth of lavish generosity on their part. For as I can bear witness, they gave according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, and they did it voluntarily, begging us most insistently for the favor and fellowship of contributing in this ministration for the relief and support of the saints in Jerusalem." And we have people in the Grants Pass area and the counties we're already doing that are giving out of their need right now for the counties of Benton, Coos, Douglas, and Lane. And I just want you to know that there are many, many who are giving, as if saying, for the saints in Jerusalem, but for the saints that are here. "This was not a gift of theirs merely in contribution that we expected, but first they gave themselves to the Lord through prayer and to us as his agents by the will of God, entirely disregarding their personal interests. They gave as much as they possibly could, having put themselves at our disposal to be directed by the will of God." I'm going to skip down to verse 12 where it says, "For the eager readiness to give is there. Then it is acceptable and welcomed in proportion to what a person has, not according to what he does not have." Did you all follow me on that? He is saying right here that if you have a desire to give, you're to give based on what you have. God's not expecting you to give $1 million if you don't have $1 million. If all you have is $2, then be faithful to give that $2. Our sons get a $5 allowance every couple of weeks. They give half of that to Better Life, okay? any child, any adult in this congregation can give according to what God has blessed them with, even if that is only a dollar. It says, for it is not intended that other people be eased and relieved of their responsibility and you be burdened and suffer unfairly, but to have equality, share and share alike, your surplus over necessity at the present time going to meet their want and to equalize the difference created by it, so that at some other time their surplus in turn may be given to supply your want. Thus, there may be equality. God knows what he's given each and every one of us. And if you'll look at Mark 12, 41 through 44, where the widow put in her two mites, I just want to point out this one really incredible part. It says, and he, Jesus, sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. Hold it. Did you hear that, guys? Jesus observed what the people were putting into the treasury. This was so significant that it's in the Word of God. Jesus is watching what each and every one of us is putting into the salvation of souls, whether it be our prayers, our volunteer time, our money, whatever that is, he's watching us. And you know what? What did Jesus say about the widow? Everybody else gave out of their abundance. Right now, our economy is suffering. But God said that she gave out of her need, and it did more, right, than all of the others.
Amen. One thing I would like to say is, if, why wouldn't we want to do this? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Why wouldn't we? Yes.
What is the time frame to collect this money?
Good question. The length of time we have in the contract and agreement goes to the end of December. So we're talking about mid-December, right around there, that we would need to collect on this. Good question.
We'd love to collect the pledges today.
Right, the pledges today, because what we do is we give an ongoing total through email, through letters and so forth, to let people know how we're doing. People want to know. So as you fill out those cards, please, if you have an email address, put your email address on there so we can give you weekly updates of how things are going with that. Any other questions or comments? Any comments about why we should do this? Anybody want to help inspire any of us here?
About 2 years ago, there was a similar drive for this station, or maybe one in Eugene. Maybe it's the same pair. Same situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this the $363,000? Is that what was raised at that time?
What we raised at that time is a total of before that people actually donated and gave, because we had pledges. We almost did it. You know, we were really close to it. We had a private lender that wanted an appraisal, and that dragged on for months and months and months and months. And that's what slowed it all down. We had the money. It was within our grasp.
It was within $100,000 short.
But anyway, total collected was $277,000. So on top of that, we have now the $366,000. And we've started campaigning. God's put us out on this campaign about a month now.
But just so you know, those who did give last time, who wanted their finances back, we returned it 97 cents on the dollar. A lot of people said, you know what, put it into other things, and some of it stayed in the fund, just believing. So we are having to start from the beginning again, but if you will give us your emails, we'll give you our running totals of what we have and from what direction it's coming from.
So it's just like the prayer. Any other questions or comments, please? Lord, I just pray that you'd stir your people's heart to give, Father God, out of your compelling nature, Father, not ours. Lord, out of your word, that they can see the vision here and respond and react, God. So bless your people, Lord, help them to catch this vision and see what it can do. Thank you for their patience here today, Lord, and their graciousness. In Jesus' name, amen. We do have in the back, and this is what we're closing with, is we do have the Better Life Television story. It's a book in the back. In the back, it's free. Help yourself with that. There's also a prospectus called The Second Chance. That's the back there as well. And if you didn't hear our testimony on 3EBN, it's back there, and it's free as well back there. So God bless you, and Pastor, and it's back to you. Thank you very much for having us.
It's been a blessing to have them with us again and to see them. You know, we get to see the before, and here's the after. The Lord is using these folks in a special way, aren't they? I am so glad. Well, the Lord helped you cook up something for us today, and it was good. And what is good about it is that it's more than just a fundraising. But this is an opportunity for us as Sutherland. We are here for a reason, aren't we? Here's an opportunity where we can continue to be and to win souls for Jesus. And if there's anything I've learned about our church family here, is that they're mission-minded soul winners. We believe in that. And so I believe that you're going to respond. Some of you will take these home, you'll think it through and pray about it. Others are ready to respond today. But just imagine that as you have a part, souls will be won here in this community as a result of having Better Life Television here. How many times as a pastor I've met and groups of pastors in Southern Oregon, and they're in plans for evangelism that's going to happen over Better Life Television, and we can't have it. And that's happened several times, and it's like when we turn the first turn off, everything just kind of goes off because it just doesn't get that far. But I believe that Lord is going to speak through you, and he's going to speak through many other church families as we work together. That's the key. God will see us through, and this church will continue to be a soul-winning church with Better Life Television. Well, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for bringing these dear folks, as they have shared with us, yet another awesome opportunity to share the wonderful good news of the three angels' messages that is so centered in Jesus, that they would be a people who would have a faith relationship with Jesus Christ, and out of that love and relationship with Christ, keep his commandments. These are the people who will be waiting patiently for Jesus to come. May we exemplify that as we would give and talk and share and live for you. Go with us now. Help us to enjoy our fellowship meal together. And Father, may our fellowship time be also a time to say how much we appreciate Mary and Nance, and to be able to say goodbye to her and her presence with us these many years. God bless you, Lord, that you will see us through this. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Sabbath to you all.